Now, this week, the government published its long-awaited new housing plan. It doesn't have any annual targets, but instead commits to building 300,000 new homes by 2030. The government has called it ambitious but realistic, while critics say it contains little new and amounts to no more than old milk in new bottles. For more on this, I'm joined now by the Minister of State at the Department of Housing, John Cummins. John, welcome to the programme. Can we begin by looking at the fact there's no annual targets in this housing plan, but you had promised to deliver 41,000 new homes for 2025. How many homes have been built to date this year?
Thanks for having me on the programme, Laura. Just at the outset, if I could just express my sympathies and on behalf of myself and on behalf of government to the families and friends of those involved in the tragic accident last night. I can't imagine the grief that people are experiencing this morning, and I do want to pay tribute and echo the comments of the Taoiseach in paying tribute to the first responders that were on the scene last night. But I have no doubt that communities will rally behind those who have been impacted. You are right in saying we published our housing plan during the week. It does commit to 300,000 homes. It's about how we will accelerate supply of housing to cut red tape, support first-time buyers, protect renters, and really focus on those at the acutest edge of the housing crisis, those who are experiencing homelessness. So we have targeted the delivery of 72,000 social homes, the delivery of 90,000 starter home supports over the course of the plan, and I believe that it will see that step change in delivery over the course of the plan.
So we'll definitely be going into some of those areas in greater detail, but just to return to that question, 41,000 new homes promised for this year, how many have been built to date?
Well, we have the outturn for the first three quarters of the year, which was the highest three quarters that we've seen, which was 24,000. Obviously, you know, Q4 outturn is usually the strongest traditionally. So we obviously don't know what the outturn will be at the end
of
this year.
Are you hoping to
make it? Well, look, we're obviously striving to increase the supply of housing right across the country. And, you know, every effort is being put into that, obviously, from the focus that we are putting into social and affordable homes and the private sector in terms of ramping up their supply. So we will strive to increase that.
But even Minister James Brennan said it was going to be a tough one to meet.
It is a challenge. It's a challenge to ramp up supply. We were building less than 5,000 homes in this country back in 2013. We're now over 30,000. We need to get that to over 50,000. And the plan seeks to get to 300,000 to the end of 2030.
If we can look at some of the elements in this plan that is looking to achieve that. The Land Development Agency is a big plank in this, and it's going to get 2.5 billion in extra funding in this plan, and that's giving it a total fund of almost 9 billion. But when it was established in 2018, it was billed as being able to build 150,000 homes in 20 years. This plan, your plan, states that it built 2,000 homes in its first 7 years, but in fairness, there are 27,000 more homes in the pipeline. But the government can't be happy with that record of delivery, can it?
Look, it takes time to stand up a new organisation. I'm proud that it was my party that established the Land Development Agency, and the government has, as you rightly said, now invested nearly 9 billion euro of the taxpayers' money into the Land Development Agency to increase delivery across social and affordable delivery streams. The housing plan was launched during the week. The Taoiseach Taoiseach, the Minister Brown and I were out at Donore, St. Teresa's Gardens, where the Land Development Agency are delivering 542 units, and there are many other examples of that right around the country. And we have decided to expand the remit of the Land Development Agency because we believe that they have a critical role to play, not just in delivering themselves, but in working with delivery partners to be able to scale up. Because I have always said it is not just the state in and of itself. It will take the local authorities, the approved housing bodies, the Land Development Agency, and the private sector working in tandem if we are to see the step change that we need to meet the housing targets that we have for the people of Ireland.
Sticking with the Land Development Agency, though, it has been criticised because it's effectively pivoted from its previous brief of managing the state's own land to develop homes. And, you know, now they're buying completed developments, they're buying land at market prices, competing for that, and funding developers to build. I mean, the argument is that that simply props up sale prices and land values. So that's contributing to the problem, is it not?
Well, project Tussig is a critical component of the Land Development Agency, and what that has done over the last number of years is activated sites to bring about viability. Those sites weren't activated. The Land Development came in and they worked with private developers to be able to develop those sites, sites that would not have been developed if it wasn't for the firepower of the Land Development Agency. But obviously they are targeting the delivery on their own land banks and seeking to expand that even further, because there are areas of the country where there aren't state land banks. And is it appropriate then that they don't see delivery just because the state doesn't have a particular parcel? No, it's not. So that's why we're expanding the remit of the LDA, and I have every confidence that they will ramp up their supply in the time ahead. But as I said, it's not just up to them. It's up to local authorities, approved housing bodies and the private sector working at full tilt for us to be able to reach our target.
And the final thing here, the Land Development Agency is getting 2.5 billion, as I mentioned, in extra funding. That's to deliver 14,000 homes. That's under 180,000 per unit. What will we get for that?
So there's a whole range of ways that the Land Development Agency obviously target delivery. Obviously, you know, we have our Starter Homes programme where supports are brought to bear to bridge the gap between the purchase of a home for a buyer. I'll be opening 26 homes in Tramore and County Waterford tomorrow to bridge the gap. They were houses where people have bought them that couldn't, they were above the threshold for social housing. They couldn't quite reach on the private market. And that's what we are looking for the Land Development Agency to do, but crucially for the local authority sector to step up to the plate in that space right across the country. We have seen good examples of delivery, but equally we have seen unacceptable levels of delivery by some local authorities, and that needs to change in the time ahead.
Yeah, on that, I mean, there is this new programme to kind of encourage local authorities to excel and even exceed their targets. That's the carrot, but we've heard criticism by the Taoiseach of local authorities for not zoning land enough. I mean, is there going to be a stick?
Well, look, obviously we have met a number of local authorities in the last few weeks, the Taoiseach Taoiseach, the Minister Brown and I, particularly around the zoning elements, because it is a critical component. It's a raw material for delivery of homes right across the country. We have instructed local authorities to zone for a capacity of at least 83,000 homes per annum over the next number of years, because not everything that is zoned is brought forward immediately for development. So yes, we are engaging, but we are going to incentivise those local authorities that meet and exceed their target in terms of their own build, social and affordable delivery. We are also prioritising specific ring-fence teams within local authorities to deliver that programme, to recruit the key skills and personnel that are required to deliver on those programmes. And they'll be performance-based, because we can't afford to have people sitting in local authorities that are being funded by the government and the taxpayers' money that aren't reaching their targets.
Minister, I want to move on to apartment standards. And shortly before we came on air, our colleagues on The Week in Politics heard from Labour leader Ivana Bacic, who said they're expecting a significant concession in the High Court in relation to the government's reviewed apartment standards, which were unveiled over the summer. And we know that there was a case, judicial review of those standards before the High Court. I mean, what can you tell us about this? What impact is it likely to have?
Well, what I can say is this is a matter obviously that's before the courts. I won't go into great detail, but the government's position remains that the planning design standards are valid. And I think the people of Ireland should know that it is a Labour Party councillor, two Green Party councillors, an independent councillor and a journalist and author that has taken a judicial review to those apartment guidelines, which seek to improve the viability, because plans on paper are no good to people that require homes. We need to see those apartments translated from paper into reality. The measures that we have brought forward as government seek to improve that viability. We've heard it loud and clear from the sector that the changes will save on average about €50,000 per apartment, coupled with the VAT changes of over €20,000. introducing viability to a critical sector for viability in this country for people.
And the government has set out its stall as to why
that judicial review.
The government has set out its stall as to why it thinks this these new standards are needed, but it also has its critics saying that they're going to be too small, that these aren't places people are going to want to live. But what is going to happen tomorrow? What can we expect tomorrow?
I'm not going to go into the case, as you'll appreciate. What I can say is the government's position has not changed. These are the apartment standards that are in place, and we'll robustly defend the judicial review, because what the government wants is to improve viability for apartment delivery right across the country. And it is unfortunate that we have opposition councillors that are party to a case that are trying to frustrate progress in this country.
Okay, and we will be talking to Ivana Bacik about this issue. But can I speak to these new revised standards? I wonder, do they speak to a new term that has appeared in this plan, which is starter homes? You know, the plan speaks of standardised designs and specs for starter homes. The language in the plan is about them being compact communities designed to meet first home needs. Does that just mean smaller, Minister?
No, starter homes is about the government providing supports for first-time buyers to purchase or to refurbish their first home, essentially. And many of the supports that we have put in place as a government have been criticised by the opposition. They would abolish them tomorrow morning. Take the Help to Buy, for example. Over 60,000 first-time buyers have availed
of that
grant.
But that scheme has been criticised both by the Central Bank and Mazars in a report for the Department of Finance, saying that it's untargeted and perhaps
sorry,
it's benefiting
Laura,
the better those who don't even need it.
But sorry, Laura, you tell that to the 60,000 individuals and couples who are in their first homes today, new homes that have been supported of up to 20,000
sure
of their taxpayers'
it's very good
money
for them,
that they've
but
got
it,
back.
Is it inflating prices, though? I mean,
do
they need it? I mean, it's about these are this the criticism is about targeted measures just helping people on a home when it doesn't actually target the cost.
Yeah,
and if it actually contributes to that, surely that's a problem.
But you see, Laura, what the government is in the business of doing is supporting first-time buyers to be able to get their foot on the property ladder. What the opposition and some others are trying to do is frustrate that progress. That's a critical support for first-time buyers. That's one where the government gives back up to 30,000 of people's taxpayers' money that they have spent, that they have paid the state in tax, and it's there. And coupled with that, we have the First Home Scheme to bridge
Indeed.
The gap between for home ownership and again a scheme that the opposition want to abolish. These are very good schemes that the government have put in place, along with the vacant property refurbishment
and
grant, over 11,000 approvals under that scheme.
Absolutely.
To give
70,000
euro.
And that was all under the previous
euro.
Plan, Minister. I mean, those schemes existed, and this plan says it aims to support, you know, 90,000 homes under the starter home scheme and bringing together all of these supports that you've
yes.
just mentioned. But is there anything new in that, or is it just as you were?
No, there's a huge number of new things contained within
in this,
the,
though,
within,
for starter homes, for first time homes.
Well, within the starter homes program, there are encompassing the Help to Buy, First Home Scheme, vacant property refurbishment grant, as I said.
Mm. But these existed before, right?
But crucially, the starter homes that are being delivered through the local authorities as well will be expanded to every local authority within the country, and we'll also see the expansion of the First Home Scheme to be able to provide for vacant and derelict properties, coupled with the vacant property refurbishment grant. Again, all
Minister,
supports that the government have put in place to support people in getting their first get their foot on the ladder.
I want to touch on something that was reported in today's Sunday Times, that your department now favours a proposal that older people divide their family home into flats and live in one of them rather than downsizing. And according to that report, you're overseeing an examination of this proposal. How likely is it? When might we see it, and might it not be very expensive?
Well, the first thing I want to say is there's nobody going to force any older person to do something that they don't want to do with regards to their home. What I have tried to do since becoming minister is introduce practical and common sense measures that will essentially cut red tape and take things out of the planning system that don't require to be in it. So we have done a review of the exempted development regulations. I've already brought forward agricultural exemptions. The next phase size of those is domestic exemptions, and part of that is to allow for subdivision and also to allow for modular homes to the rear of a dwelling. And I'll be bringing forward those proposals in the new year to the Joint Oireachtas Committee.
And we'll wait and see what's in those. Thank you so much, Minister of State at the Department of Housing, John Cummins. After the break, we'll be joined by Labour leader Ivana Bacik.